This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
The Austin Independent School District has a new superintendent, Stephanie Elizalde. The school board voted Wednesday night to hire her, and KUT's Claire McInerney spoke with Elizalde this morning.
Elizalde comes to Austin from Dallas ISD, where she was a district administrator. One of the first things I asked her about was how she's going to lead AISD during this really challenging year. COVID-19 has forced the district to do virtual learning for the first month, and most students will be doing virtual learning for 2 months. But she says that every family is in a different situation when it comes to the pandemic, so the district has to take that into consideration as it plans virtual learning and eventually in-person learning.
You have to balance out that there has to be a foundation of consistency that everyone can expect. And at the same time, there has to be some nimbleness to the organization to adapt to the different needs of different communities. And so I think we start off with the overall health concerns, and then we have to individualize. And that does take a lot of work, because it's like, well, everybody's not going to get exactly the same thing. And the answer is that's correct. And we're not going to apologize for not treating everyone exactly the same, because fairness is, in my definition, not about treating everybody the same. It's about treating them with what their needs are.
Another huge task she'll face as Austin ISD's new superintendent is addressing equity in the district. It's something that's coming to the forefront more and more in AISD, with the first chief equity officer hired last year and an upcoming equity audit of the district's policies. She says she hopes that the assessment will look at 3 major areas. One is teacher quality, and if more experienced teachers are in schools with higher need. Also,
I think looking at the curriculum, I know there's quite a bit of autonomy campus to campus in Austin, but all the kids deserve the good stuff. So I do think I have to have a conversation about how we determine the actual instructional lessons that are rolled out. And again, without becoming super prescriptive, because I don't think this is about prescriptiveness. I think it's about holding us to certain quality control. Every kid should have access to this level of rigorous curriculum. And it should be culturally responsive and culturally integrated. And then I think just it's important to look at the dollars that we are spending on which campuses with which students, and not just the total dollars, but what are the dollars actually being spent on? Because we could be spending more money. Does that actually mean that they're getting more?
But achieving equity in Austin is definitely a challenge. Compared to Dallas, Austin ISD is much more diverse when it comes to the different experiences children have. Around half of AISD families live near the poverty line, and the other half are much more financially comfortable. So when it comes to school, all of these children need different things. And as the incoming AISD superintendent said, every parent is trying to advocate for what they think is best for their kid.
The challenge is to ensure that every child is getting what they need based on what the needs are, without other entities feeling that we've taken from their child to give to someone else's child. Well, that requires a lot of introspection, because we actually have to define then, and I'm going to use one of those crazy research terms, but for whatever reason, it's in my head. What's the unit of analysis of when we say our district? Is our district one particular side or one particular portion of our community? Or do we define our district as our district?
One way this equity debate played out recently in AISD was when the district closed schools last year. The original proposal was to close 12 schools, and most of those schools have a lot of low-income students and students of color. The situations that prompted the district to consider closures, low enrollment, families moving to cheaper areas of the region, and charter schools, aren't going away, so closures might come up again. If so, Elizalde says she learned a lot about how to do this right from her time in Dallas.
And when we do this, whether we intend to, I know we don't intend to, and I have had to be faced with doing school closures in Dallas ISD. And I would say the first time we embarked on it, we did not do a good job of bringing the community in on the forefront. We need to get the communities involved in the conversations up front. Too often, when even if it's the right decision and it makes complete logical sense, there's a lot of emotion involved in these decisions, as there should be. Everybody needs to feel valued.
Stephanie Elizalde's first day on the job as AISD's new superintendent is today. Claire McInerney, KUT News.